Just a moment. Stop. Clear your mind and recall any most inspiring incident, experience, or feeling from your past. Fully immerse yourself in and treasure this memory for a while. You will notice that what you have recalled is a single moment, not a span of time. Though your golden moment may have come as the culmination of a series of moments, yet it will always be one moment that crowns them all, one moment that brings the fullness of an inner thrill, a flash of revelation, a glow of realization, or a losing of oneself in a vastness grander, lighter, purer, brighter. When our life flashes before our eyes at a time of great peril, what we actually perceive is a cascading cavalcade of moments, each one the distillation of our state of consciousness at that time. While journey and process are both invaluable and essential, nevertheless, the goal and pinnacle of any meditation is likewise a single moment, an epiphany, an inner awakening, an elevation to a grace-filled state of pure being. We do not so much attain such a state as surrender ourselves into it. Ordinary life is a haphazard configuration of moments mostly mundane. The spiritual life is a concerted, consecrated progression of ever-ascending, ever-transcending, all-illumining moments in quest of the ultimate moment. Time is a mechanism that shields us or allows us to hide from the ultimate, eternal moment. The truth of our being is not to be found in time. It is ensconced in a single moment, the eternal now. Time is woven by the mind from the fabric of thoughts. Thinking, we weave ourselves into so many cocoons of oblivion. To go beyond time and perceive the eternal now, we must venture beyond thought's grasp, beyond the realm of the mind. How? Meditate.